As resource development heats up, First Nation leaders are facing more demands on their time and on their lands. But articulating these laws to industry and governments is a challenge. That's what Val Napoleon is hoping to help change. She's holding a workshop in Prince Rupert today aimed at introducing new ideas on how traditional values can influence modern governance. But first, the Law Foundation Professor of Aboriginal Justice and Governance joins me in the Prince Rupert studio. Good morning, Val.
Good morning.
So let's talk a little bit about who you're hoping to reach with this workshop.
Well, we're hoping to reach people from the communities around the region, as well as within Prince Rupert, people who are out there working with governance and resource issues and social organization issues, all of those people who are working hard because they care about their communities and because they care about this land.
Lots of industrial pressures coming to the forefront here in Prince Rupert right now. The bans throughout the region looking at a number of different propositions. So how does Indigenous governance, traditional law, help people walk through those conversations or deal with some of these bigger issues?
Well, our approach is that Indigenous law hasn't gone anywhere in Canada. It's been ignored. It's been undermined. It's been disregarded. But the intellectual resources from within our historic legal orders, from our own societies, are still present. And as much as possible, people try and fulfill those legal obligations and follow the legal principles in their societies. So what we're doing is we're working with communities to draw law from legal precedent, often called stories or oral histories. So we have a systematic way of drawing law from those stories, analyzing the stories, and then putting them together into a larger framework, which allows a synthesis of who the authoritative decision makers are, what the legal processes are, what the various legal responses and decisions can be reached in those legal orders to respond to different kinds of questions and issues that are a part of our lives today as they were in the past. And then to think about how we're responsible to one another and to think about the kinds of substantive and procedural rights that are set out in Indigenous legal orders. So what we're doing is we're articulating and substantively setting out those intellectual resources and those processes so that they can be available to people today to be applied to the very kinds of issues that people in our communities are facing.
Let's put this into context a little bit. A few years ago, we had the joint review panel visiting a number of the communities to talk about the Enbridge pipeline. Much of what the joint review panel heard were some of those oral histories that you're mentioning. So in the legal framework, how do you take those oral histories and make it applicable within the court system?
So the way they're applicable right now is Indigenous law can be seen as the basis from which, say, Indigenous land rights are initially recognized within Canadian law. What we're doing is trying to change the playing field. Right now, for the most part, it's an asymmetrical relationship between Canada and Indigenous peoples. And often that relationship is one where it's understood that Canada has an entire legal system and entire legal institutions from which it meets with Indigenous peoples and attempts to set up various kinds of political and legal frameworks. And there are various unhelpful ideas there, some of which include an understanding of Indigenous peoples as either being lawless or not having law that's capable of informing present-day decisions and activities. So what we're doing is we're working with people to fully set out all aspects of their own law and legal institutions so that we can have a symmetrical relationship between Indigenous peoples and state governments in Canada. And that kind of informed symmetrical relationship will allow people to not be in a reactive mode to the different kinds of issues that that they have to deal with. And part of what we're hoping is that the work with Indigenous law, it's a way of rebuilding Indigenous citizenries. It's a way of strengthening modes of governing. Law itself can be understood as a way of governance and one that, in its best sense, recognizes human dignity and recognizes human agency.
Oh, Val, for people outside of First Nations communities, why does this matter?
It matters because Canada is a multicultural, well, a multi-juridical country. So we have civil law, we have common law, and we have Indigenous law, which, as I said, hasn't gone anywhere. And that brings a richness to Canada that I think it would benefit all Canadians, because the way we're talking about law in its best sense, as something that's collaborative, as a way that people can be citizens, as a way that people can engage in the things that matter in their world, those kinds of ideas are not just important to Indigenous peoples. They're ideas and approaches that Canadians should take to Canadian law.
And what's a key tool that you hope participants will leave with out of this two-day workshop, Val?
What we're hoping is that people will be able to see the law in their stories, in their songs, in their dances, in their histories, and understand how those can be brought to bear on present-day issues, that wisdom and those abilities for people to have managed themselves through the centuries, those are available today. They're applicable to things like the environmental struggles that people have. And they will change, I think, the kinds of conversations that do go on with Canada.
Val Napoleon, thanks so much for joining me with your insights today. Val Napoleon is the Law Foundation Professor of Aboriginal Justice and Governance at the University of Victoria, live in our Prince Rupert studio. Later today, she will be facilitating a workshop called Working with Indigenous Law Today, Supporting Indigenous Land and Marine Stewardship. We turn it over to you. What do you think about a greater role of First Nation law within Canadian law?